some kind of snacking, something, so that I had plenty to eat. No, I think the cast members will be enough. I know Sherry's going to bring some kind of, well, she says it's a dip, but it's really, it's hamburger meat with beans and onions and cheese and all kinds of stuff. It just sounds like a meal in itself, so I think we're going to have, and I'm going to have broccoli dip and then a cheese dip, so we're going to have a lot of kind of heavier type of dip, so I think we're going to have a lot, plenty to eat. Oh, just be fine. I'll get up. Bye-bye. We're having the cast party over here.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight. And
is tonight the last run?
Right. Richard feeling bad, and I'm kind of...
Well, what about the part of the day after morning, you call that?
Afternoon.
And after that?
Well, either evening or night. Evening and night's kind of different to me. It's not to everyone, but it's kind of different to me. Late afternoon runs into evening, which runs into night.
Well, what about if you were leaving someone during the day, what would you say to them?
I'd say bye.
Have you ever heard people around here say good day?
Not really. Oh, well, maybe some of the older generation may have. Or I'll see you. You know, that's the... Well, I'll see you later. Bye.
What about the name of the meal that you eat early in the morning? That's...
Breakfast.
And then you eat...
Lunch.
And then...
Dinner.
Any meal that you could eat between breakfast and lunch?
Oh, brunch?
Or what would you say to someone when you were leaving them at night?
Good night.
Or say if on a farm a person started work before daylight, you'd say that he started work before
dawn.
Or before sun.
Sun up. But I would say dawn.
What about say if a farmer were a little bit late getting out of the field, you'd say, well, when we started out in the field the sun had already
risen.
And if he worked until the sun went out of sight, you'd say he worked until
sunset or after sunset.
Today is Thursday. That means Wednesday was
yesterday.
And Friday's
tomorrow.
What if somebody came to see you on Sunday, the Sunday before this past Sunday? You'd say he came
last Sunday.
But what about if he's coming to see you
next Sunday? There's more confusion on those terms.
You ever heard people say it was Sunday a week ago? Or Sunday was a week ago?
Sunday week and all kinds of funny, strange things. I always have, to make it clear, I always give
bring
them the date.
The
right, the date. Because last Sunday to me is just the previous Sunday. It wasn't a week ago Sunday, it was just the previous whenever, and then next Sunday is the next one coming up.
Right.
But to some people, it's just not that way at all.
Right.
So you have to be careful.
Say if somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd say they stayed about...
Too long. They stayed about 2 weeks.
Would you ever say, do people around here ever use fortnight?
Mm-mm.